Good morning. We are back on Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined today by Megan Frieda from Embrace Your Sisters. And we are really excited to talk about an upcoming event for Embrace Your Sisters that will benefit our community and learn a little bit more about EYS. So, Megan, thank you for joining us this morning on Rochester Speaks. Talk a little bit about your motivation to start EYS and what your role is with the organization today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Again, my name is Megan Frieda. I'm the board president for Embrace Your Sisters. So a little bit about EYS is we were founded in 2006. We started as a fundraiser for a woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer. Her friends gathered together and they put on a chicken barbecue for her because she was having to go through her treatment plan, kind of like a menu, and select what she could and couldn't do based on her financial situation. So, after having that chicken barbecue, they realized that there were so many other people in the community that really needed support and guidance when they get diagnosed with breast cancer. So hence Embrace Your Sisters was started. So we are a 100% volunteer organization. We're a 501c3, but we're really proud of that 100% volunteer. So none of our board members, there are 10 of us, none of us get paid. We all have full-time jobs outside of Embrace Your Sisters, but it helps to keep our overhead low, and the money that we bring in can go right back into people who need it in the communities that we all live in. So we serve 13 counties around the Finger Lakes, which is a really large reach. So we're really happy about that. And some of the financial assistance that we provide is, emergency funding. So whether someone can't pay their mortgage, their bills, their car payments, medical copays, lymphedema sleeves. So some of those things that we can help take off of their plate so they can really focus on healing and their diagnosis.
And how many people would you say approximately have you helped through EYS?
Gosh, we've helped, I would say, hundreds of people. We're up over $500,000, that we've helped, provide over the years, which is amazing. COVID was a little unique for us, but we're really starting to see people, get back into those treatment plans and really reach out for assistance through EYS.
And I know you're available also online if you want to learn more. You can find more on Facebook, on Instagram, or Twitter, or just at embraceyoursisters.org, correct?
Yes, all of our information about our organization, our board members, we have photos from the various events that we do. In addition, our application to apply for funds is all right online.
But today we're here to talk about the Tia 2 Fashion Show fundraiser, which is going on April 30th. And I know the tickets, they're running out, so the time is now to grab them. Could you talk a little bit about this event coming up? He'll be here before we know it. April 30th is going to come in like an instant. So what are we doing here on April 30th? It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we hold two large fundraisers each year. The Tia 2 Fashion Show is our largest fundraiser. It is going to be April 30th at Casa Larga in Fairport. It's a really awesome event. We have models who are breast cancer survivors or family of breast cancer survivors. We have four clothing boutiques or clothing stores, and then we have a couple of salons, Icon Spa and Salon, and Salon Cristalia. And, it's just a great day. People get to eat. We have tons of silent auction items that are just beautiful and amazing. We have a wine pull and a jewelry grab. And it's just a really inspirational afternoon, seeing some, breast cancer survivors model some, recent fashions. We have a really amazing guest speaker. And it's just a really uplifting afternoon where people can come and, show their support around breast cancer as well as Embrace Your Sisters.
And that again is April 30th at Casa Larga in Fairport at 2 p.m. with doors opening at 12:30. And I hear we also have some special guests coming too to share in the fun and also provide some entertainment during the event.
Yes, so we have an MC, Billy Kidd from 92.5. We have a guest speaker, Jennifer Harvey. She is a doctor at URMC, and we have a DJ from Spectrum Sound. So it's really an awesome afternoon. We're so fortunate for the support that we receive in the community from so many different people. And it's just, it's a really fun afternoon. And we've been doing it for years and years. And we're just excited for another year.
A huge event last year. I know it was sold out, which was super exciting. And now I know tickets are going fast. Like you've said before we started the interview here, tickets are going fast. We're almost out. So how do we grab those tickets before they're gone?
So you can go right to our website, embraceyoursisters.org. There's a section for the fashion show there. You can purchase tickets, individual tickets, or a table of 10. And we're probably almost about 90% sold out. So, get your tickets now and join us for a really wonderful afternoon.
We're talking with Megan Frieda from Embrace Your Sisters. And this afternoon that we're talking about is the Tia 2 fashion show coming up on April 30th at Casa Larga in Fairport. And also, you've had this event, you said, for years. And I'm just curious, what is your goal? What is your mission? Because obviously you want to sell this event out. But at the end of the day, what do you hope to occur on April 30th to help your organization and ultimately help so many more women moving forward?
So obviously, of course, it's a fundraiser. So our goal is to raise money because that money, then we can in turn help people in our community. But, it's rallying around, amazing people in our community, raising money. In addition, just raising awareness about Embrace Your Sisters as an organization. And, we want people to know about us in the community because we can help people. So whether it's just raising awareness about us, raising money for us, or just, celebrating together with really wonderful people who live in the communities that we all serve.
And if there is someone listening right now who is looking for short-term emergency financial support, who is in this situation, what is a good way to reach out to EYS and to potentially be able to get the help that you provide so many?
So if you go to our website, embraceyoursisters.org, you can call, you can text, or you can apply for funds. We have an incredible person on our board, Krista Jackson, who she speaks to every single person who applies for funds, whether, we can help them or not. She, is a breast cancer survivor herself, and she speaks one-on-one with everybody and even provide some recommendations and guidance and just some support for someone who is recently or has been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Fantastic. And then maybe you can't make the Tia 2 fashion show on April 30th, but you still want to show your support and even contribute. Are there ways at embraceyoursisters.org to do that? Is there a different way that people can contribute even beyond this upcoming event?
Yeah, so we have sponsor opportunities. We have just general donations that we're taking for the fashion show, but we also have a donation section right on our website that if someone would like to make a financial donation or if someone's interested in volunteering with us, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're always looking for volunteers because we have so many events. We have a walk in the fall coming up. So whether it's not a financial donation, we're always looking for volunteers to help out as well or potential board members.
And I do talk to a lot of organizations like yourself, and sometimes finding those volunteers, even more than the financial support, can be the challenge. Could you just speak just a moment on the importance of finding something that you're passionate about and volunteering, whether it is EYS or something else in our community?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many people that, want to get involved and they just need to figure out, what they're truly passionate about and opportunities to connect with some sort of organization. And I think back to before I started with Embrace Your Sisters, I was really strategic on what organization I wanted to volunteer my time. And my mom is a breast cancer survivor. So I got paired up with Embrace Your Sisters and, connecting with an organization and being passionate about it, it really comes out when people come and they volunteer and you can see the excitement and the passion that they have to, support an organization or to support people, and know that whatever they're doing helps people in the communities. Our money doesn't go to research. It doesn't go outside of the 13 counties that we serve. So it stays right here. So volunteering is just as important as a financial donation.
Megan Frieda from Embrace Your Sisters. We are looking forward to this event. Again, those tickets, you said they're almost 90% sold out. So it is the time to get them right now for the Tia 2 Fashion Show fundraiser. They're coming up April 30th. And that, again, is at Casa Larga Vineyards at Fairport. It starts at 2 with doors opening at 12:30, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time, Megan. It's been a pleasure talking with you and learning about everything you do at UIS.
Thank you so much.
Again, if you're interested in learning more about the Tia 2 event, embraceyoursisters.org. You can get tickets there. And we'll see you April 30th at the Embrace Your Sisters Tia 2 event at Casa Larga in Fairport. April 30th, 2 p.m. Doors open 12:30. It's sure to be a fun event and, more importantly, one that benefits the community. Thanks so much for listening to Rochester Speaks.